You're listening to Lionheart Radio, and I'm sure one name from the past that will need no introduction for many of you is Joe Allen. He's going to be on in Alnwick in a couple of weeks' time, and here in the studio to tell me a little bit more about it is the one and only Steve Wiley of this parish. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Richard. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good stuff, good stuff.
So, Joe Allen, probably not quite from my era of living in the Northeast. So tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, Joe was a centre forward that played for Newcastle, sort of late '80s, early '90s. Came through the youth team at the same time as Paul Gascoigne and a few other players from that sort of era. Played for Newcastle, was very proud to play for Newcastle, and then sort of filtered down the leagues before a big money move back up the leagues to Chelsea. Yeah. And he played for Chelsea, and before going back to, well, he's based Hartlepool, he's like a legend in Hartlepool where he was there. They've named a street after him, Joe Allen Close, and also all sorts of stuff. So he's sort of from the local scene. He's somebody that a lot of people probably will remember from that kind of era.
Yeah, so what's he going to be doing?
Joe's very kindly offered to do a talk-in, if you like, for want of a better word. We've called it an evening with Joe Allen. And Alnwick Town Football Club have very kindly got behind the event as well and given him the venue and all the support and stuff to do the actual event. And Joe's basically going to come in and tell a few stories about when footballers were footballers, I guess. and back in the old day where the shorts were shorts and stuff like that. And just go through, when he actually moved to Chelsea, he shared a house with Vinnie Jones.
That must have been an experience.
Oh, definitely. He's told me a few tales, some of which I can't obviously repeat on air, but he has told me a few tales from that time in his life. And I mean, it's hilarious, the antics that they used to get up to and the scrapes and stuff that they used to get into. So they're really worth listening to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways you think it's so much better now, the professionalism of sport and everybody's so much fitter, but there was seemingly a lot more fun in those days.
It certainly sounds that way, yeah, it certainly sounds that way. I mean, it was kind of very much, again, Joe growing up in sort of Gateshead and stuff like that, and ended up in LA with Vinnie Jones at one stage after he'd finished playing and stuff like that. And again, some of the stories, and it's just this local boy that's kind of sort of made it big in terms of just being in the right place at the right time. They're really funny. But as you say, I think all these kind of fitness coaches and all that kind of stuff was out the window in them days.
Yeah, so you were saying a little earlier before we started on air that he does talk-ins in Newcastle regularly.
He does, yeah. He does quite a lot. I think it's number 9's bar before all Newcastle's home games, and he'll have ex-Newcastle players on. And it's quite a little repertoire he's got. He obviously interviews those, but he does impressions of people that, as well. He does a brilliant, obviously, Vinnie Jones impression, but Jack Charlton as well, he's very good at. And he kind of, it's a whole show, to be honest. It's sort of, I saw him years ago, and it's kind of evolved from just asking the questions to, obviously, like this whole repertoire.
Just brings back memories of that Vinnie Jones and Paul Gascoigne.
Well, yes, exactly, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So it's 2 weeks' time, Saturday the 28th of September.
That's correct, yeah. I think the doors of the club are opening about 7 o'clock. It is just in the clubhouse at St James's Park there at Alnwick Town, and I think Joe's planning to start the night off at about 8 o'clock. I think there is plans for him to come because Alnwick Town are at home that day as well.
Yeah.
So Joe's planning to come in the afternoon, I think, and watch a game and obviously meet some of the players and again the fans. If you know, it'll be great to get a bumper crowd for Alnwick Town as well because they've been so supportive.
Yes.
And just make a really good day of it, to be honest. The way that the evening goes, he does a bit of talking himself, and then the second half of the show is where people can ask questions and ask him about things as well. So it is quite a good event.
So it's £15.
£15 a ticket, yeah. That obviously covers your entry, but also covers pies and peas and stuff like that. And just a good old-fashioned night of football, really.
So do people buy them in advance or get them on the door?
Yes, they can obviously contact me, which an email address would be shack@shack.org.uk, or Taylor's news agent and Bondgate Within have some tickets as well, and the Alnwick Town Football Club, the manager Paul Yeardon, has some tickets as well. There is posters dotted around with contact numbers on as well, but those two places people can physically just go in and do it, or email myself and we can sort something out from there.
And proceeds are for Shack?
They are. Yes, it was it's quite a bizarre way it's come about. I'll not bore you with all the repertoire, but as a child, my dad used to take us to see Newcastle, and I met Joe Allen once on a ferry. And the whole team was going across the Isle of Man for a tournament, and my dad in those days had to write to everybody, so he'd wrote a letter saying, "We're going over, could I possibly meet the players?" I was only about 11 or 12 at the time, and obviously met them. And then when Joe moved to Hartlepool again, my dad, the old letter down to Hartlepool, could I come down? So I had this little spell in my life where Joe used to get with tickets and we used to go in the players' lounge and stuff like that. And then through, obviously 20 odd years went by, through Twitter and the powers of social networking, myself and Joe kind of started following each other, and then realised who I was, etc. And it's all come about from there. He just wants to help the dogs. He's a big dog lover as well, so it's an opportunity for him to try and help the dogs out.
So there could be somebody listening today, I somehow doubt it, that hasn't heard of Shaq, but just a quick minis on what they do.
Yeah, Shaq, we're a sanctuary for abused, mistreated and neglected dogs. We're based just outside of Alnwick. I think we've currently got 49 dogs in my care at the kennels. And I suppose the best way is we're taking the dogs that nobody else wants or will touch. So it's stuff with behavioural problems, health problems, sort of emaciation cases and stuff like that, and we just give them somewhere to go and obviously try and rebuild their lives and just let them be a dog again, really.
So a great course support and a great night out.
It certainly sounds that way.
So what's your sport of choice then, Steve?
I used to play football a long years ago. My old ankles aren't quite up to it now, but I used to go and play quite a lot of football and watch a lot of football. Big fan of ice hockey as well, to be honest. So
Newcastle supporter?
As a kid I was, as I grew older, to be honest. I ended up with a season ticket up at Celtic up in Scotland, and used to go up there every other week. But yeah, just like watching football in general, to be honest.
Right. So do you go to watch Whitley ice hockey then, or?
I used to, Whitley Bay, the Whitley Warriors, and then obviously again that got a little bit all mixed up when money came into it, and ended up with the Newcastle Cobras and stuff like that, and all that kind of thing. But yeah, I do.
And it goes full circle and we're back to Whitley again.
That's it, exactly.
Great to see. Yeah. Well, thanks very much to Steve for coming in. 2 weeks' time, Saturday, 28th of September. It's going to be a great night at St James's Park with Joe Allen.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Richard.
Hope you have a good evening.
Thank you.
Live from Alnwick, this is Lionheart Radio.